Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Hospitable Hosts podcast. Today, we have Benjamin Elmas. I didn't actually double check if that's the correct pronunciation. I'm getting a nod from Benjamin. Awesome. From Clearing. So here today to tell us a bit more about taking a vacation from your finances for your short-term rentals. So Benjamin, let's start with a little introduction from yourself. Tell us a bit more about yourself and Clearing.
Of course, of course. And first of all, thanks for having me here. So CEO and co-founder of Clearing. It's a end-to-end and complete trust accounting and bookkeeping solution tailored for the short-term rental industry and basically from collecting funds, being able to track expenses, revenue for all the different OTAs and attach that to different homeowners, properties, and create owner statements, pay the clients, the owners at the end of the month, and have full transparency on that flow is the mission that we are bringing to Clearing.
Amazing. And how about yourself, Benjamin? Clearing is a couple of years old now, but what were you doing before Clearing? How did you get into this space? How did you become the CEO and co-founder of Clearing?
Yeah, of course. So Clearing is about 2 years old now. So prior to that, I spent about 6 years in consulting at McKinsey, at the intersection of tech, data science, and business, so really leveraging data science to solve complex business problems, mostly in the payment and financial industry. And so really that's where I build my passion for automation when it comes to data and accuracy and numbers. And my co-founder is a short-term rental property manager and really also a good friend of mine, and I just follow their journey going from one to multiple to a couple hundreds listings, and so how painful it was for them to track their expenses, revenue, reconcile all of the payments, and there was just no solution. And we basically thought about creating a solution that is really tailored for that industry.
Amazing. And it's obviously tailored towards the short-term rental industry. Are you kind of specifically tailored towards a specific segment of the industry at all? Who are the people that are coming to Clearing and using you? Is it the individual hosts? Is it kind of property managers? Is it the people with thousands of properties? Tell me a bit more about kind of the typical people making use of Clearing.
Yeah, of course. And really, I think we have a mix, to be honest, from one to a couple hundreds. The main reason is because when you have a few listings, you don't have the resources and time to manage the finances, and you want just a solution that's scalable, that's robust, and really specific to your needs. And when you have a couple of hundreds, you deal with thousands of transactions and sometimes hundreds of property of homeowners, and you need something that is automated, right? You can't just rely on someone doing manual entries. And so there's this two kind of use cases that leads to the same outcome, right, and the same needs, but there's just two approach, I think, for the small one and the larger property managers. So we have a good mix from again one to a couple hundreds, and it's also a mix of property managers and homeowners themselves. So they own the properties, they manage it for themselves, but really what we're understanding is that when someone is managing a property that they own, they quickly want to own, they also want to manage for others. And that's when they need something, a solution that's scalable, that creates transparency between them and the homeowner.
Okay, fair enough, I understand. So you say that, as people want to scale and then maybe kind of co-hosting or doing management for other people, what's the kind of sticking point of, why do they need kind of that solution? What's kind of the pitfall that they often fall down, and what's the real reason? What's the main driver for having to kind of reach out to Clearing?
Of course. I think that lies in the complexities of just short-term rental in general, right? When you deal with one property that has multiple bookings and each booking has different financial item, right? Cleaning fee, accommodation fare, taxes. What's important is to track those numbers, because at the end of the month, or the beginning of each month, you need to know exactly how much you need to pay the homeowner, right? And you need to know how much is your commission. And without tracking the numbers accurately, there's just no way to do that. And the client, the homeowner, they require that transparency. They want to know what's going on with their property. And so that's where there's really a need in this industry to have a solution to leverage just tech and data science to do that work.
Okay, excellent. And maybe you can kind of touch a bit more on the solution in terms of, you know, exactly how is clearing different from other solutions and other methods of kind of, you know, doing trust accounting, essentially?
Yeah, I think the first one is that we are a complete solution. We don't rely on QuickBooks or another accounting software. We want to bring every source of data, whether it's the bank account, the credit card, the OTA, the PMS, property management system, and other integration like Stripe. We want to bring everything into one place so that all the information that needs to be tracked for when it comes to finances is in one place, right? That's the first aspect of clearing that's very different from all the others, is everything is in one place. And then we make it very user-friendly to kind of demystify the aspect of trust accounting, which is really tracking a deposit from an OTA and understanding how much needs to be paid to the owner, how much should go as a commission, what are the different expenses that I need to add and bill to the owner. Those are things that we do in the platform in an automated fashion, with owner statements and even actually paying the homeowner. We have an integration with a bank that allow us to move money so from one bank account to another. So it's really complete end-to-end solution.
Okay. And, you know, you obviously talk about kind of being a complete end-to-end solution, but obviously there's instances where people, they do have QuickBooks or they do have other accounts and the various bank accounts they need to connect. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about some of the integrations that you do have that kind of help people that maybe have a number of softwares, you know, already in their tech stack, basically.
Of course. So on the bank account and credit card side, we leverage a company called Plaid that allow us to basically connect to hundreds, if not thousands, of institutions in the US. So most of the bank accounts can be connected to clearing, if not everyone. Same for credit cards. So that's the first source of information. We connect to Stripe as well. So when there's a direct deposit or VRBO is not the merchant of record or booking.com, that's also how we get some information about the finances. We then integrate with about seven, I think now, property management system, of course, including Hospitable. We just launched a new integration with Torno. So that's going to bring automation in tracking expenses when a payment is made to a cleaner. We do have an integration with QuickBooks, in fact. So we know that we recognize that some property managers, typically the large ones, they want to still use their QuickBooks account. And so they want a connection between clearing and QuickBooks. And we push data to QuickBooks, but it's in a much more enriched way with comes with the right property, the right category. That's done as well. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then just kind of touching on, so automation. Automation is obviously kind of a key topic for Hospitable as a whole. Yeah. Obviously a key topic for you guys. You know, let's kind of get to the basics of why is automation important when it comes to accounting? You know, why shouldn't we just be kind of spending time on this ourselves or paying an accountant to kind of be working on a lot of this stuff? Tell us a bit more around the, I guess it's almost the purpose of clearing in the first instance.
Sure. And I think the answer kind of lies in the question, right? Like everyone loves automation and accuracy. So if they can have a solution that will do what they are doing today manually, that can lead to errors, that's kind of gold for us, for them, right? And that's the reason why they come to us, so that every kind of pieces of information is matched together. They can just review, make sure it's accurate, push an owner statement to their client, pay the client, and just repeat that on every month.
Okay, awesome. And then in terms of automation around expense management as well, maybe you can touch on that, because I know that, you know, a short-term rental host, there's lots of things to buy for their short-term rentals. But in terms of kind of keeping of track of where money is being spent, what should hosts be doing around that, and how can clearing help around that too, I guess?
Yeah, of course. So first of all the transactions, the expenses will be in the platform. They can also create new journal entries. They can create recurring journal entries if every month they have the same expense. They can do that. We have a very robust rule system where they can really create very granular rules based on the merchant, the amount, the property, the homeowner, and then derives different outcome on the expense itself. And then they can attach all of those expenses to a statement, and it's just a one-click thing that can also be automated, and that then is reflected in the statement. We show the description of the expense, so it's very clear and transparent for the client, the homeowner. And then we have just a reporting where they can see all their expenses by merchant, and even contractors that they paid. Everything can be tracked in the platform. In fact, one of the feature we're working on right now is generating a 1099. So both for the homeowner, but also contractors that.
Okay, and just for some listeners that maybe don't know what a 1099 is, I'm sure most will, but maybe you can just briefly touch on exactly what that allows.
Of course, so it's a document that's required for tax purposes when a homeowner that's generating revenue on their property, they just need to show how much the gross income that they've generated. And so that's just a document that is passed to the IRS. And so it's important to know exactly how much has been generated, and that's what Clearing is aiming to provide.
Awesome. And so obviously, you clearly an all-in-one solution, essentially, when it comes to kind of automated bookkeeping. What do you find, though, as the kind of the thing that really kind of brings people in? What is the thing that people, you find hosts really needing help with? What is kind of the main challenge you see people facing and that, like, Clearing is the solution for? Not just because, we want to promote what Clearing does as a company, but, why... I'm sure that plenty of hosts probably have stumbling blocks, and they're worried about these accounting stumbling blocks that they're facing, and they probably want to hear that other people are in the same boat. And I'm sure there's plenty of people in similar boats.
Yeah. So I think one of the first aspects is again going back to having all the data in one place and not having to deal with different spreadsheets and opening a bank account and many different solutions in different tabs and different windows. So that's one, right? Then we reconcile a payment from an OTA, so Airbnb, for example, and we break that down with all different individual items. So cleaning fee, accommodation fare, resolution payout, that's a main pain point as well for property managers. And everything is tied to the right asset, the right homeowner, and it's extremely transparent and easy to understand. So if you get $1,000 in your bank account from Airbnb, you know exactly what this is for, right? So that's one big aspect, and same for Stripe or other deposits. The other one is generating owner statements. So in a very simple way, knowing how much I've collected, how much expenses I need to bill this owner for, how much is my commission, right? We have a specific formula tool where they can calculate their commission with different parameters for different homeowners. All automated, and so just having that clear picture is kind of a must for them now, where they can just click send statement to the owner, and that goes as an email with the attachment. And related to that is also paying the homeowner, right? So they don't have to go into their bank accounts or any other solution. We have again the integration with the bank so that they can use the system to create an ACH transfer, which is a bank-to-bank transfer. And that payment is also tied to the bookings that correspond to that statement. So it's all tracked together and then it's marked as paid. So they can track also which bookings has been paid or not.
Cool. Awesome. I appreciate that. And then just kind of thinking about, and I appreciate I'm jumping all over the place here. You kind of touched earlier about the hospitable integration that kind of fairly recently launched. What does that provide, a hospitable host? What's the benefit of connecting their hospitable account to Clearing?
Yep. So it's having in Clearing all their bookings, their finances, so the finances related to each booking, and all their listings are just auto-populated from hospitable. And in real time, as a new booking is made or is updated, it gets reflected in Clearing. And so it brings all the that information about the finances of each booking. And then on top of that, our automation comes in to calculate, for example, the commission that they own, put that into the owner statement. So that is kind of a source of information. And all the integration that we do, it really takes a few minutes to integrate. So So yeah, that's kind of the main benefit.
Great. Yeah, so if you're managing all your properties through Hospitable and you're wanting a solution to kind of manage all your kind of automated bookkeeping, then, you know, Clearly makes sense, because with you know, a couple of minutes connection time, if that, you can obviously get all the information straight into Clearing and manage everything there quite easily, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So now just kind of taking a look at kind of the future, we're recording this in December 12th, but this is probably going to get released in January, so people listen to this in January. We've got a big, exciting year ahead of us. It's 2024, it's a brand new year. What do we see coming down the pipe from both Clearing, but then also the industry as a whole? What are your thoughts on that?
Of course. I think for Clearing, it's a few things. We're actually building a mobile app, so that's going to be released in 2024, building more integrations with other property management system and other tools that touch the property management system, like Torno that we just announced. Much better trust accounting module to really track, again, funds from when they're collecting, when they need to be dispersed. We have better reportings coming as well. That's kind of the main thing we're working on. And we love hearing feedback from our users. There's a lot of features that we also push because our users are asking for it. So there's constantly new things that we keep adding.
And what about new features around AI, Benjamin? Do you have anything new coming there?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, it's extremely important, I think, for software today to integrate AI, especially generative AI. So one thing we're going to add is the ability to ask questions to your data, essentially. So with all this information in the platform, asking questions, what is my balance sheet for XYZ time period, right? Or how much do I owe this homeowner? How much did I pay this homeowner in this month? Or what is this expense for? So anything that can basically be asked to our data will be as a simple prompt like you do with ChatGPT.
Nice. Well, exciting development pipeline there. I love it. Plenty more new things on the way. And then what about your thoughts on the industry? Do you think that there's going to be kind of any big changes, you know, in the accounting space for SDR, for SDRs generally? You know, do we think that it's a growing industry? I'm putting you on the spot here and trying to get your opinion, but we do like to kind of get our guests to kind of, you know, give us their thoughts on the future of the industry.
Yeah, of course. I think that from a data and statistics perspective, it's just a fact that it's a growing market, right? The number of listings are growing year over year, and that you can't ignore it. And I think that, to me, really what is crucial and essential about the short-term rental is that it creates an experience for a guest that no one else, meaning no hotels, can really create, right? Now they look for an experience. They want to go into a specific cabin in the forest, or they want a huge house that they can bring all their friends and have the privacy that they want. And, you know, this is not what an hotel can bring, right? And so I think this is where short-term rental property managers are going for really creating great experiences. And I think that as more tools, automation tool becomes available, the more you'll see people with managing one listing that they are going to go and do 3, 4, 5, 10 and grow, right? It's going to be easier, I think, to grow their portfolio. And also because homeowners that are doing just long-term rental will realize that they get more revenue, right? And as you build trust with the property manager, you build trust and you can rely on them on managing your property, and then and it's just a win-win for everyone.
Interesting. So yeah, definitely some growth, I guess, in this year. I keep saying next year. This is 2024. Just pretend. And I think, you know, potentially, do you think that maybe there's going to be a drop in interest rates that could help kind of more new people come into the sector as well, and make more home purchases?
Yeah, I think that the interest rate going down will bring more loans and mortgage, and people will go back to acquiring new properties. But I think that the good part about managing properties is you can do that within someone else's property, right? You don't necessarily need to buy the property. And so you don't deal with all the needs of financing and that aspect. So I think that the trend will remain regardless of the interest rate. That's my kind of my thought here.
Awesome. Cool. I appreciate it. So one final thing for you, Benjamin, is, you know, where can folks kind of go and find out more about Clearing? If they're interested, sign up, they want to automate like crazy, where do they go to find out more?
Yeah, of course. So if we're connected with the PMS, we'll be in there in the marketplace of that the property management system. Otherwise, just getclearing.co or just look for Clearing Accounting on Google. They'll find us. We'll have a specific demo with them. We'll show them the product, and then we'll schedule the onboarding. And we have a very specific onboarding kind of process where we really work with them through all the rules creation, integrations, until they're really happy and they know how to use the platform.
Awesome. Yeah, that's kind of good to hear that it's not just a, here's the software and there you go and good luck. This is obviously quite complicated and quite important to get right, accounting in general. So it's good to hear you have that kind of gradual onboarding process.
Yeah, of course. And we've also built partnership with accounting firms and accountants. So if they want actually someone to just review their books, help them with any specific questions, we have people that can help them.
Awesome. Sounds good. Benjamin, thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed recording with me today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Miles.
And thank you very much to our listeners. Stay tuned. We'll have another episode of the Hospitable Host podcast coming soon.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, folks. Miles here from the Hospitable team. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the Hospitable Host podcast. If you're not already a Hospitable user yourself, we've got an offer for you. Sleep easy, host confidently with Hospitable. Automate your guest messages, sync your calendar across booking channels, and protect yourself from bad direct booking guests. Sign up today at hospitable.com/podcast and get 25% off your bill for 3 months. That's 25% off for 3 months on top of a 14-day free trial. Just head to hospitable.com/podcast to get started now.